Ukraine braces for invasion. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. The White House says President Biden warned Russia's leader not to invade Ukraine in a phone call Saturday while at Camp David.
According to the senior administration official, the call between the two leaders lasted an hour and 2 minutes. It was, quote, professional and substantive. Also, we're told that there was no fundamental change in the posture of Russia at this time. We're told that President Biden pushed the idea of diplomacy, something that's really been going on for months since we first started seeing Russian officials gather at the border of Ukraine.
Fox's David Spunt. And truckers in Canada continue to protest their country's COVID-19 restrictions, with groups of them forming convoys in Ottawa and creating a blockade at a bridge that connects Detroit and Canada.
All that's happened are these crowds are getting, they're just growing. Still the mood here, pretty optimistic. They haven't seen too heavy of a police presence, and that could change, though, as we continue to see these crowds grow. Now let's get to what's happening right now in other areas of Canada. Investigators have now moved in to break up a days-long protest at the Ambassador Bridge in Windsor, Ontario, where vehicles have been blocking traffic on the crucial borders that were crossing into the United States. A judge on Friday ordering protesters at the Ambassador Bridge over the U.S.-Canadian border to end that blockade that stopped the flow of millions of dollars worth of goods.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. And with an inflation spike reaching a 40-year high, the country's economy could play an outsized role in determining the winning side in the midterm elections.
Democrats face headwinds ahead of the midterms, high crime, potential for war in Ukraine, and a lingering pandemic. But inflationary gales threaten to turn the midterms into a political hurricane. It wasn't that long ago that Democrats pitched Build Back Better, until Democratic Senator Joe Manchin slammed on the brakes over inflation. His fears are now realized.
Fox's Chad Pergram. America is listening to Fox News.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
America's poultry producers are worried. Fox's Karen McHugh explains why.
A highly lethal form of avian flu has poultry producers here in the U.S. alarmed. Safety measures are being tightened as experts warn that this disease is being carried and spread from coast to coast by wild birds. Reports of an outbreak of a highly pathogenic bird flu on a commercial turkey farm in Indiana has already prompted China, South Korea, and Mexico to ban poultry imports from that state. While this particular avian flu is already widespread in Europe, the Indiana outbreak, which is on a migratory bird pathway, got the attention of U.S. producers. The United States is the world's largest producer and second largest exporter of poultry meat. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
And are more COVID-19 booster shots in the cards for us?
That is what medical experts are looking into. A CDC study shows the effectiveness of the vaccines goes down after 4 months, but the study also shows the vaccines offer high protection against severe illness and hospitalization, especially during the Omicron surge last month.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Meanwhile, security is tight for the Super Bowl at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California.
This could be the hottest Super Bowl on record with those temperatures in the upper 80s. It is toasty out here, but a lot of people are liking it. And as for security, yes, it is definitely ramped up. Some 40 federal, state, and local agencies are providing different forms of security throughout the city, including helicopter surveillance patrols. They say monitoring activity with the aerial view is critical to their security efforts. FBI officials showed me their counterterrorism operations center in Los Angeles. They say it's all hands on deck there to make sure everything stays safe. They're responsible for the primary intelligence gathering, monitoring social media, and following up with command posts. I'm told they're not aware of any credible threats at this time, but things could get busy.
Fox's Christina Coleman. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.